Yeah, we looked out the window last week and saw snow and lamented that, but it's been almost the entire week in between. It's been sunny and beautiful, and we have been busy.
Mm-hmm.
People are tired of their old cars. They've had them closed up, and they smell funny, and they make noises that they can't figure out what they are, and it's just time for something new.
And I understand that it's actually been a good stretch for you here over the last couple of weeks. And I got to ask you, I mean, how much do you think that really has to do with this weather changing and getting people's attitudes kind of out of the snowbank?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with it. There's always been a feeling. I've been in this business for 23 years. And as you get to the end of the winter, you try to sort of persevere with the car you have. And everybody realizes it's starting to fade. There's that point where you think about paying that $200, $300, or $400, or $500 repair, or you think about buying some tires, and then you look at your old car and you go, you know what? I'm just not going to spend $500 on that car. I'm going to start new.
Yeah, we were talking just yesterday, as a matter of fact, Paul, about having a car that's fun to drive around in the summertime. Yeah. Got to have some of those on your lot.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the convertible business isn't what it used to be, but all of these cars handle so well. There's cars that just feel like they ride on rails. The old days of having muscle cars that are really designed to just go straight has kind of passed. Most of these cars really handle very, very well. On these bumpy, frost-heaved, potholed roads that we have, they handle beautifully.
These got to be the kind of cars that you kind of want to get in and just take a drive and just go somewhere, maybe to Green Bay or someplace like that.
Oh, absolutely. Or up to Copper Country to see what they're suffering through up there still with... They've just got so much snow still to melt. But, and part of it is that you know, this time of year, part of the reason that I think we have been busy, we were talking about it just before we came on air, the fact that all of our car lots throughout the UP now don't have snow between cars and underneath wiper blades. This is the time when people drive through and they stop and go, all right, it's time to take that drive. And they realize just how nice these new cars are and late model pre-owned cars, because it's not like it just happened last year. 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old cars are still absolutely remarkable sometimes.
Paul Halbert, General Manager of the Marquette Operation, Riverside Marquette, with us this morning. We're talking about inventory that has come in on the lot, and you said you had a couple of truckloads that have come in. It's probably got a little bit of everything on it, doesn't it?
We've gotten more sport utility vehicles in, the Honda CRVs, the RAV4s, which are just the hottest sellers in our marketplace up here. Great driving and all-wheel drive. Hopefully we don't need the all-wheel drive for a while, but it's there.
Well, it is certainly worth checking out. I mean, it's good to have, even if we get into the non-winter seasons, you know, we might get in the rainy season, or you got to go out to camp or maybe go to the fishing hole or something like that. And while it may be nice to have that, you know, snazzy coupe that, you know, can get around on the main roads, we have a lot of side roads to cover. So
we do. And most of them are covered with a little bit of sand and salt still. So there's some corners that are a little testy right now. And I've talked to people as recently in the last couple of days that have said it's nice to have that all-wheel drive. They've noticed it.
It is certainly a good thing. Yeah, when you talk about it, for folks that you've been doing some shifting over at Riverside, let's touch on this a little bit. Right now, I think that Riverside is in the process of, now you're carrying three major brands of new vehicles. Those are what?
Those are Nissan, Toyota, and Honda.
And I know that you still also have a wide selection there of used vehicles as well.
We do. Through the Riverside Automotive Group, we have 7 dealerships throughout the UP and Upper Wisconsin. So it allows us to access somewhere in the range of about 450 used vehicles. And those range from high-end automobiles to, you know, the premium lines, I should say, but to domestic small cars, big trucks, small trucks, anything that you can think of. We like to have 75 to 80 used cars here in Marquette for our customers to be able to look at all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to riversidemarquette.com and click through to our used cars, you access all of the cars, all of those 400 plus cars in the Riverside family of dealerships.
Oh, okay. And then you guys would be a good office to come in and have a chat about them, and they'll bring them up or something like that
we'll
for you.
Call one of our drivers and grab those cars for folks to take a look at. And that's a borderline unique opportunity for folks here. You don't have to go chasing it down. We talk in our ads that you never have to drive for a better price. You also never have to drive for better inventory.
Yeah, you don't have to make the trip to some major area, some grand, Green Bay or head downstate or something like that. You have it here, and you can bring it to the people then. So sort of one-stop shopping.
Exactly. And a huge showroom. So if the weather's a little adverse, It's a little cool this morning. If it were raining or if it were any more lousy, we can slide a car into the showroom if somebody wants to take a close look at it.
Well, that's a good service as well. That's a good idea.
A great idea.
I don't think people think about that. They're kind of like, well, we got to look at it out in the lot and we got to whatnot, and so I'm not going to do it. But if there's a car you got your eye on, stop in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, as we look ahead now, you know, we're going to get into summertime. I'm sure there's still some other great deals that if you've got some questions with service or maybe some other, maybe you need some body work or something, you guys are also there for that.
We have ramped up our collision center, our body shop. Dave Steffen, our body shop manager, does a great job. He has got his crew working hard to line up some beautiful cars that came in maybe not quite so beautiful a few days or weeks ago, and they're coming out looking like new again.
Again, your website for folks to find out more.
It's RiversideMarquette.com.